This is Dakota Datebook for August 8th. The Badlands of Western North Dakota offer awe-inspiring views, but there's a reason for the name. The Badlands are difficult to cross, and that's putting it mildly. A military expedition and westbound immigrant train was led by General Alfred Sully in the summer of 1864. Sully's expedition continued the hostile campaign against the Lakota and Dakota people following the killings of white settlers in Minnesota in 1862. In late July of 1864, Sully's troops attacked a huge Sioux camp in what is known as the Battle of Killdeer Mountain, an infamous event since many of the village's inhabitants were not involved in the events of 1862. The soldiers fired on and drove off the native people and then destroyed their teepees, food, and supplies, killed their thousands of dogs, and burned the surrounding woods. The troops returned south to the immigrant train, then continued westward. Days later, they were at the edge of the Badlands. The route ahead, suggested by a young native guide, took the expedition through the rugged landscape near present-day Medora and Sentinel Butte. The steep bluffs required a group of men to cut and dig and level the route ahead. 3 days of clashes between Sully's troops and Sioux fighters unfolded. On this date, in 1864, Corporal John Strong wrote that the Badlands were the roughest country that ever a train of wagons was taken over. Sully, who was sick from rheumatism and dysentery, cut rations so the food would last until the expedition could be resupplied by steamboats at the Yellowstone River. The sun and dust were terrible. Heat and thirst took hold. Wagons were wrecked on the bluffs. Animals collapsed and were shot. Skirmishes continued, and the native scout was wounded and temporarily could not lead the way. It was a miserable march to the Yellowstone River. The Lakota called the landscape Makosika, which means bad land. Sully supposedly described the Badlands as hell with the fire out. He did write that the landscape was grand, dismal, and majestic, and when viewed in the distance at sunset, it looked exactly like the ruins of an ancient city. He also wrote that in the broken Badlands, it's not only easy to lose a fleeing enemy, but even lose yourself. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jack Dura. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.